Welcome to Murondoy. To all intents and purposes, everything seems to be pretty okay. But that's just how it seems.
Murondoy comes to you in association with the Ministry of Communities and the following sponsors.
One man went online to do his banking. One man with his mouse, banking from his house.
All of us online, doing a banking. Republic Bank Online.
It's like having a bank with unlimited locations. Republic Bank Online Banking. Get statements, pay bills, transfer money, and more for free anywhere. Another reason why we're the one for you.
As the novel coronavirus continues to have an increased impact on our community, Canadian Banknote and the Ghana Lottery Company would like to strongly remind you of the importance of listening and acting very seriously upon the advice that is being given about social distancing, hand washing, and the common symptoms associated with this virus. When we resume our business, we will play our part in minimizing situations where people are crowded together by ensuring that the appropriate signage is placed at our agents countrywide, that machines are sanitized, and that our operators pay keen attention to their working environment. This is a time for bringing families closer together, for staying home, for creating memories, and embracing what will become a new normal, not only for our dear Guyana, but worldwide. A heartfelt thank you to our essential workers. Take care and be safe.
This is a message from the Guyana Lottery Company.
Contractors and home builders, whether it's wood, metal, or concrete, you can assemble everything faster and stronger with expansion anchor bolts from Spats Incorporated. Building a swimming pool, Spats will help you select the best materials, and garden lovers can get all the accessories to make the garden beautiful. Spats Incorporated also stocks a variety of water pumps and steel and fiberglass pressure tanks, and the new air over water pressure tank constructed from NSF and FDA listed materials. No more bladders or air cells bursting. They're treatment and filtration systems will ensure your water supply is safe for the family. For a good pump and better water, it's Spats Incorporated, 268 Thomas Street, telephone 225-4672. Please note that Spats Incorporated is open Monday to Friday, 9 a.m. to 1 p.m.
When last we were in Murondoy, James was recovering from a mild heart attack, and Monica insisted that Lawrence do more exercising in the garden. While there, Coretta arrived saying she heard James might die and that Divine was fired. Dinah begged Kevin to be more understanding with Unique, and he promised to call her. As we return, June is on the phone with Sister Patsy.
Oh gosh, June, I'm happy for hearing that James coming home.
Thank you, Sister Patsy.
Girl, when I hear the man had a heart attack, I nearly catch one myself. I mean, me and James is half we disagreements, but all of we's Murondoy people.
I'm glad you were concerned.
James got to stop eating all the food, June. It's long now I watch in the belly.
I'm glad to know that you're keeping an eye on my husband.
No. It's not like that. But you know in this village we got to look out for one another.
Oh, well, of course.
Girl, last night was one commotion here by me. Sergeant Murray, they had to come and get some people off the streets.
Oh? Breaking curfew and not maintaining physical distancing? They should fine them.
Well, I think they agree for cleaning market. Yes. People fed up of staying home, man, June. Is when this thing undone, eh?
I wish I could say.
What if we got to go on like this for another year or two?
Oh, gosh, Sister Patsy. Don't put that sort of energy out there.
Man, I'm just saying. Right now, I got a niece going crazy. All because she got 5 chair at home with you and she got to be doing the homeschooling. Plus, she got your own work for do. Plus, she got to cook and clean the house. It's hard on people, June.
I could imagine. Anyway, I have to go to the hospital.
Okay, tell James to send my thoughts and love.
Okay, Sister Patsy. Hey, Mala girl.
Pepper?
Yes, girl, a home.
Oh my gosh, when?
Since yesterday, but I didn't ever call nobody.
Oh goodness, I'm so happy to hear. How was it?
Girl, I was coughing so much, I thought I would have died for real.
And this fever, girl, this fever. I never experienced nothing like this ever in my life. Plus, it feel like my whole head would have bust open.
Oh my gosh.
Marla, you know what it's like for feel like you can't breathe, girl?
I ain't know nobody else who had it.
I wouldn't wish you some worse enemy. But one thing I got to say, I really got to give them doctors and nurses the props. They really work hard.
Oh, good, good.
Some days, girl, I cry. I pray. I promise God that I can change once he get me through this.
Oh?
Yes, and I mean it. Marla, I done with the dirty living.
What you mean?
I turn my life around. Done with running after men. Done abusing out people. Done with using men. Girl, I give him my life to God now.
Wow.
And I'm serious. All them people are hurt. I'm going to apologize to them and beg for the forgiveness.
Well, this is certainly a surprise.
As soon as I come off the phone with you, I'm going to call Sonny. I want Murundi people to hear my story. If they think this coronavirus is a joke, I'm going to make them know.
Okay, good.
And girl, I join in a faith.
So, you really serious about that?
Marla, when you been at death's door, you just got to make some changes. I think this whole thing happened for slow me down.
Okay, girl.
Anyways, how you and your family?
Me and Anil, we all right. And Mina, of course.
Good, good. When this coronavirus thing done, I gonna come and see y'all.
All right, good.
I'm going to call some other people and tell them at their home. So we can talk later.
All right, girl. You take care.
Pepper, you come out the hospital?
Yes, Mr. Sonny. I'm out and I'm better.
Me glad to hear the man.
Yes, I could tell you I've been to hell and back. This coronavirus is a serious, serious thing. That's why I want Murundi people to hear my story.
Okay, okay. That can be arranged.
I changed my life around, Sonny.
I'm glad to hear that, man. But, you need anything?
Well, yes. I could use some food.
And some cleaning supplies and so.
Yes.
All right, I'm going to organize for the village council. Drop a parcel by you.
Thank you very much, Sonny.
I'm very happy to hear you recover from this thing, Pepper Girl.
Thank you, thank you.
So tell me, man. How was the experience?
Well, the night they come and pick me up, and I was so frightened, I was shaking.
Sister Patsy, what you fancy mask, girl?
Hey, Sonny, you gotta make some kind of fashion statement even in this season.
Trust you.
I see you put a sink outside the shop.
Yeah, man. So that people could wash their hands before they come in.
Lovely.
What are you buying?
Miss Little Sugar want and a few other things.
All right.
What's your fancy expensive tablet? Is the village council buy the one for you?
Patsy, stop it. This was a gift from my daughter, Sunita.
Oh, nice, nice. Is what you're reading there, though?
Well, I just looking at the Ministry of Finance website. It's every day people calling me for find out what's going on with the aisle money.
Oh. Me myself want to.
Well, yes. This information here is about the different reports and so.
So, it's like what's up?
Well, according to the Natural Resource Fund Act, for everything remain transparent, is several reports got to go to publish on a regular.
Good. I like that.
So, you know they're supposed to establish a public accountability and oversight committee.
Yes, Whig Nation's trying to get on to.
Yes. Well, they will have to publish reports.
Lovely. Them is we voice, the voice of the people.
Exactly. Plus, you got what they call a macro economic committee.
All right, Sonny. Don't hot up me all head here this good afternoon.
You're finally admitting you're getting old, Patsy.
Hey. There's a slip of the tongue, Sonny. Good.
All right. Young girl. Anyway, the macroeconomic committee gonna be responsible for advising the minister on how much money can be withdrawn for the use in the following year.
Oh, okay.
And they also have an investment committee. They too gonna have to submit the reports.
Well, that one sounds straightforward. A committee to deal with investments.
You bright girl, you're bright!
Hey, Sonny, don't insult me.
All right. So, yes.
Well, this look like we can see a report on everything that going on with this fund. How much money they withdraw, when they withdraw it, where it going to, and so on and so forth.
Yes, girl. Annual, quarterly, and monthly reports.
That sound like no corruption can pass.
Well, we don't want no corruption when it comes to we aisle money.
Correct is right, Sonny.
No! It's what this girl doing out your house.
Pepper recover from the coronavirus.
Hi, Mr. Sonny.
Hello, you! Stay right where you're there. You get better?
How you mean if I... I mean, yes, Sister Patsy, I recover.
But girl, you shouldn't be staying home and rest.
Listen, I don't care if you recover. Don't you dare come near me. I's an old woman and I can't afford to get sick.
But I'm recovered, Sister Patsy.
I don't care. We still maintaining physical distancing. Sonny, look, just give me the little flour with the 2 eggs, a quarter pack of cheese and a pack of milk. Let me go hamper away quick.
Pepper, what you come up on the road for, man?
I come for collect the hamper. Me ain't got no food in my house. I'm hungry.
I done organize with the counselors to drop it by you, girl.
Oh, shoots. I thought you had it here at the shop. All right, I'm going to go home and wait then.
I'm going to call them for make sure that they drop it by the time you reach back.
Thank you very much. All right, later.
And stay home!
God bless you, Sister Patsy.
Since when these harlots are talking about God?
All right, Sister Patsy, calm down.
No, Sonny, she just come out of the hospital. What's she doing on the road? We don't even know she's fully recovered.
I don't think they would have let she out of the hospital if she didn't recover.
But suppose some of the virus left in she and she get a relapse. You know she could spread it through the whole of Marundi?
Oh, Sister Patsy, come on, man. Don't be ignorant.
And study, you don't be wild.
Look, Sister Patsy, treating Pepper like she got a plague when she recover is stigma and discrimination. You don't want people to discriminate against you because you're old and you just got to dye your gray hair.
Sonny, don't make your eyes pass me.
All right. Look, I'm sorry.
Look, let me glam away home before I got to cuss you here today. You ain't watching what hair baby got on your head though. Nonsense.
All right, dear. Enjoy the rest of your day. She vex.
Oh, June, it's so good to be home.
You okay, James? You need me to get you anything?
No, it's okay, my dear.
All right.
Now I know what it feels like to have a second chance at life.
You need water, some tea, some...
I'm okay. Thanks for being there for me, honey. I could have been at the gate with St. Peter by now.
James, don't make them kind of jokes, you know. I can't lose you now.
Hey, I am not going anywhere.
But honey, you realize we're going to have to make some drastic lifestyle changes? That means strict diet, exercise. Look, we're going to do it all.
Yes, dear.
And as soon as you think something isn't right with you, talk to me.
I know you kept asking if I was feeling all right.
Yeah. We got to make sure you take this blood pressure medication on time and every day too.
June, I can't thank you enough for everything you've done for me.
I love you, James.
I love you too, my dear. And when the outbreak is over, I want us to go on a cruise. I want us to go to Paris, London, Rome.
We're doing a European tour? I love it.
Yeah, then we're going to go to Ghana, South Africa, Egypt.
Oh, James, you know how much I want to visit Africa?
Let's do it all, babes. Our children are grown and they have their life sorted. I have the money for us to travel. Let's do it.
I know you're excited at this new shot of life, babes, but you have to take it easy for a while.
I know, love.
So we take it one day at a time, okay?
Yes, my dear. One day at a time.
You have been listening to today's episode of Maroon.